I would like to continue talking about this inner smile that we talked about the last time. And because after I listened to that recording again, all of a sudden I was so reminded of this thought from the Course in Miracles, the face of Christ, the face of Christ. And I was looking up all sorts of passages in the Course that I could find on this face of Christ, and which always was sort of just some symbol that I didn't really understand, because I always was wondering how would the face of Christ actually look. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, this is just a face with a big smile, full of love and full of appreciation. And this is what our souls, what our essence actually is constantly trying to bring out, to bring through. When we look through all those grim and sad and angry and or neutral faces, behind all those very different looks, actually what wants to come through is this gentle smile, this smile full of relaxation, this smile full of yes. To one's entire life. And this is, in my opinion, the energy, actually, of self. If we wanted to put it in words, the energy of self, of light, is like a big smile. And light and a big, honest smile, unconditional smile, are the same. And I believe this is what is meant by this face of Christ. This is beaming with an inner smile of appreciation. For everyone and for everything. And this is something my ego mind, of course, cannot understand, because it constantly judges. It constantly says, well, this is something, this is a situation where I can smile because that's my birthday party, for instance, or Christmas, or a good friend of mine. But this and that other situation, this and that other person, why should I smile at him or her or at that? This is how my ego mind thinks about life. But my soul or our souls or our essence, which is one with the divine, does not think like that. It has this, it actually wants to shed this innocent, happy smile at everyone and at everything. Because soul realizes when it is activated, there is nothing to fear. Every situation and every person, no matter how difficult the situation may appear, no matter how negative the person might be, is in essence harmless. There is actually nothing to this entire energy of conflict and turmoil in this situation, and there is nothing in this say angry face of the person I'm just looking at. All this does not have substance. And what Jesus and the Holy Spirit want to get us to is, as you write it here, Roy on course, immediately forgiving any perception I have of anything other than an expression of happiness. And this is a very difficult thing to obtain, and usually it takes it really takes time to practice that. But if I can just look forgivingly at any situation that just occurs, and if I can just forgive the situation immediately in the moment of its occurrence, then I sort of open the door up wide to realizing the harmlessness of the situation, the harmlessness of the persons involved, and the absolute not no, and that there is absolutely no need for me to feel or act defensively in this situation, and that my entire protection lies in not acting defensively, but in acting forgivingly, which means that I just drop everything that is not an expression of freedom, of joy, and of happiness. It is my mind that I'm perceiving all of that in. So it's my, in my mind where I can choose in any given moment to see harmlessness. I read something from this lesson 190. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. It is your thoughts alone that cause you pain. Now, when I think about this situation I was just talking about, full of turmoil and negativity, usually I think the situation is causing me pain. But it's only my evaluation of the situation that is causing me pain. If I would just really be very strict about this forgiving business, I would just use this very negative situation to hop right into my very being, my very essence, by forgiving all the information my senses report to my system. And so even though I might be experiencing a painful situation, at the same moment I can realize, oh, it's only my thoughts about this situation that are causing me pain. And I can just as well forgive those thoughts, forgive my evaluation of the situation, and open this entire situation up to Holy Spirit to give me His answer, to give me His judgment about this situation. And the Holy Spirit always judges entirely different from how I judge. And Holy Spirit, for instance, when I get this diagnosis at the doctor's who says I have serious MS and I have to go and get a wheelchair and take all of this medicine, usually that brings up sheer hell. That's what I experienced for a very, very long time. But I can just as well look at this MS label of a disease as something entirely harmless. I can look at these pains that I have, neuropathical pains, as something harmless. I can look at this cancer that I'm so striving to get rid of, and that I'm fighting so hard, I can look at it as something harmless. This really, it doesn't mean I don't go see the doctor, and that it doesn't mean I don't take medicine or anything like that. But it means that I just change my entire thinking about all those conflict situations in my life. Like I had for several days, I had sort of pains in my in this I don't know how to call that angle of the hand. You know where the hand turns up and down, and I thought that came from too much writing or I don't know what, and as I was just sitting there thinking about this this little talk and thinking about this harmlessness, I thought about these pains as being something harmless, and it's really it's astonishing, but it's a lot better. Yes, exactly as you say it here, Roy, on course, with a broad smile of love, all misperceptions vanish, and we can really learn to look on all those diseases we have and all those conflicts we are in as misperceptions, and ask Spirit to just help us to get our perceptions straight again. Ask Spirit to help us smile at this disease again. Ask Spirit to smile at this MS again. Ask Spirit to help me smile at this wheelchair again. Or at my whatever health problem I might have. And the more I'm positive, the more I learn to smile at these situations, but honestly smile at them, because of realizing that they do not have substance in themselves. They are as you write it here, they are temporary. They don't have any lasting substance. So if something doesn't have any lasting substance, I can very well just give it a big smile, no matter how serious the problem might be, no matter how serious the disease might be. Because I know it has no real substance to it. I continue reading there from this lesson 190. Nothing external to your mind can hurt or injure you in any way. Nothing external to your mind can hurt or injure you in any way. There is no cause beyond yourself that can reach down and bring oppression. No one but yourself affects you. There is nothing in the world that has the power to make you ill, or sad, or weak, or frail. But it is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are, who you are. As you perceive the harmlessness in them, they will accept your holy will as theirs. So I think this is pretty astonishing news. Help me to perceive the harmlessness in this cancer. Help me, Spirit, to perceive the harmlessness in this borreliosis. Help me to perceive the harmlessness in this MS. help me to perceive the harmlessness in this, whatever my problem might be. I think this is such an overwhelming thought, because this is exactly what we usually don't do. When the doctor says you have this and that, we usually get all upset and do all sorts of things, and try to figure out all kinds of therapies that could help us, and perhaps they will even help us. But I believe if we can really just take this step in our mind and allow ourselves to perceive our problems as harmless, and if it doesn't work immediately, just ask Spirit to help us perceive these problems as harmless. Something really tremendous can happen. This might immediately slingshot us out of our entire world, body, time, space identification. It might bring us straight back into our spirit, into the flow of our spirit. And we might even have to laugh or have to smile. Oh my gosh, how dumb could I be to just believe all that? I don't have to believe that. I don't have to believe this cancer or this MS or this what have you has power over me. I don't have to believe that. And I don't have to defend against this cancer or this MS or this whatever. Just by seeing this very thing, this very disease, as something harmless in its essence, disarms it. There is nothing in the world that has the power to make you ill or sad or weak or frail, but it is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. A child of love. And as you perceive the harmlessness in them, they will accept your holy will as theirs. If I perceive the harmlessness in these wasps flying around, and if I'm not defending against them and taking steps to not to have them crawl over my hand, nothing will happen. Be- Because when we sit in a situation and we just sort of take our stand in our holiness, the situation cannot possibly harm us. Because holiness is like a true shelter. And what was seen as fearful now becomes a source of innocence and holiness. I don't have to tighten up against this disease any longer. I can just against this diagnosis any longer. I can just want to perceive harmlessness in this diagnosis. And the moment, and this, in this moment, I stop tightening up, I stop fighting, and I start opening up, and life starts flowing again. And the moment life flows, and happiness flows, diseases, where can they grab hold of the stream of life? Nowhere. Just the moment I believe I have to do something against this and that, and I have to tighten up and I have to fight this and that, that's the moment where all those shadows are triumphing over me, and because they know now they got me. And those are the moments when our diseases get worse. But when we just give up this struggle, this fight against the disease, against the conflict, against the problem, and open up to the solution, open up to the flow of life, by realizing the sheer harmlessness of the situation, of the disease, the flow of life and the flow of healing starts to flow. So what was seen as fearful now becomes a source of innocence and holiness. So now I'm getting that this disease of mine was actually nothing that I was supposed to fight, but the meaning of this disease was actually that it wanted to get me back to remember my source. It wanted to get me back to remember my strength, my holiness, my wholeness, my innocence. And here he goes on, "My holy brother, think of this a while. The world you see does nothing. It has no effects at all. It merely represents your thoughts. And it will change entirely as you elect to change your mind and choose the joy of God is what you really want. Yourself, and this means yourself is yourself, your very self, is radiant in this holy joy, unchanged, unchanging, and unchangeable, forever and forever. And would you give, and would you deny a little corner of your mind its own inheritance and keep it as a hospital for pain, a sickly place where living things must come at last to die? The world may seem to cause you pain, and yet the world, as causeless, has no power to cause. As an effect, it cannot make effects. As an illusion, it is what you wish. Your idle wishes represent its pains. Your strange desires bring it evil dreams. Your thoughts of death envelop it in fear, while in your kind forgiveness does it live. Lay down your arms and come without defense into the quiet place where heaven's peace holds all things still at last. Lay down all thoughts of danger and of fear. Let no attack enter with you. Lay down the cruel sword of judgment that you hold against your throat and put aside the withering assaults with which you seek to hide your holiness. Here will you understand, there is no pain. Here does the joy of God belong to you. This is the day. And this is the day means this is the day. Today. This is the day when it is given you to realize the lesson that contains all of salvation's power. It is this. Pain is illusion. Joy, reality. Pain is but sleep. Joy is awakening. Pain is deception. Joy alone is truth. And so again we make the only choice that ever can be made. We choose between illusions and the truth, or pain and joy, or hell and heaven. And we can apply this really to every situation. No situation is exempt from that. Every situation can be used for this choice. Yes, this is beautiful, Roy, on course, what you're writing here. I can be the one who offers healing today. Giving love is the way. Yeah, giving love is the way. And focusing on love, instead of focusing on my fear and all my thoughts about I can't do this and I can do that, and focusing on my will to give love. This has such a healing momentum. And the more we practice that, the more often we do that, the more we will realize that this is true, that this is not just gobbledygook or philosophy. Let our gratitude unto our teacher fill our hearts. That's the course that continues this lesson. Let our gratitude unto our teacher fill our hearts. As we are free to choose our joy instead of pain, our holiness in place of sin, peace of God instead of conflict, and the light of heaven for the darkness of the world. Let our gratitude unto our teacher fill our hearts, as we are free to choose our joy instead of pain. And choose our smile instead of our problems. Okay, I see time is up now. Thank you very much for sharing this with me, this learning of mine. And I wish you all the very best. And hear you again in a week from now. Bye.